Good evening, welcome to the Melbourne Parish Council Planning Committee on the 8th of April. Starts off with PL 7418 to receive and approve apologies for absence.
None received, everybody is present and correct.
Excellent. 7518, planning to receive any declarations of interest and dispensations. Does anyone have any interest? No? No one declared? So 7618 is to approve the minutes of the planning committee meeting from the 11th of March. Does anyone have any comments on them? Mm-hmm. Did you receive any, Mr. Clark?
No.
So can I have a proposal to approve the minutes as written? Councillor Clark and Councillor Cowley seconding. Those in favour? Unanimous. Is there anything to report back, Mr. Clark?
There is one item to report back, yeah, but I've also agendaed it tonight on its own, which is perfect, so can I deal with that when I get to it?
Indeed, okay, so moving on again to item PL 7818, public participation. There are no members of the public present. So PL 7918, Melbourne Post Office, which is the matter arising.
Yes. Thank you, Chair. Two updates to give to committee. First is that the planning application for the alterations to the shop front for the post office has been amended now in line with comments made by the committee at last meeting. However, the application only landed on my desk this afternoon, so it doesn't feature in tonight's agenda. But I have printed off a copy of the revised storefront, which is much in keeping with the comments of more grass, less columns.
Yeah.
We do only have 14 days to comment on it. Given that the comment that went in last time round was that the committee would be minded to support the application were it to look like this, I would suggest that suffices and there's no need to make further comment. The second update to give the committee is I have met on three occasions now with the new landlord of the post office. And I've got an update on what's sort of going on generally with the post office in Melbourne. And that is, we are now informed that the present incumbent, the present postmaster, is going to retire. And that's going to happen fairly soon from what I'm told, weeks rather than months. So now the search has started for a replacement. Myself and District Councillor Hales met with the new landlord, and there were also representatives of the post office at that meeting. I have agreed that the Parish Council will aid in efforts to raise awareness and publicity that the search is on for a new postmaster. So you will see adverts appearing around the village in the usual places, notice boards, websites, Facebook, etc., etc., pointing people in the direction of the official advert for a new postmaster that is on the post office website. And District Councillor Hales is going to do the same with his District Councillor hat on. Generally, it's about raising awareness. So I will keep this posted as we do our developments on that. Hopefully you'll see the efforts here.
Basically, we, in order for post office to continue, we need a new postmaster.
Yes. Yeah. But otherwise, the fear is that it could be the subject of a change of use planning application and become some other sort of shop, which means it's very difficult to get post office back. And that completes my update.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to PL 8018. Decision notices, just one received, and that is for 18 Greenbanks, which went to appeal and the appeal was allowed. Committee will remember that this is the one on the corner of Greenbanks and Back Lane, almost opposite the industrial estate. There's a blue doored garage on that location where they want to put the house. It's a shame, but there's nothing you can do about it. So, noted. PL 8118, planning applications. The first is a works, trees and conservation area at number 8 Morlock Street. Does anyone have comments to pass?
No, I walked past it on my way here. I don't think it would
cause any undue problems. In fact, it would probably help to take it down a little bit anyway.
Yeah.
And they're planning on removing it completely, aren't they? So.
So, support with no comment. Can I have a proposal, please? Councillor Hart. Second there, Councillor Buxton. Those in favour?
Unanimous.
So item B is a variation of condition 2, the approved plans of the 64 dwellings at Victoria Way to accommodate further 2 dwellings. Comments? Councillor Clark.
Are these social housing?
No.
Okay. Now, I was looking at this earlier on, and their claimed reasons for doing it are that they want to, well, it says in response to market slowdown and things like that, they want to change the housing mix. Now, one would assume that that would mean they want to put in some smaller houses, but actually the number of 4+ bedroom houses is going up, which would seem to be slightly at odds with what they're suggesting. Application form adapted. It must be that one, sure. Mm-hmm. I thought it looked different. The number of social houses is not changing. They have offered to make a payment in lieu of the fact that they're dropping below 40%. Does anybody know where the actual big living? Design and access point. I have got the right one, haven't I? So what they're planning on doing, isn't it? So they want to take out, is it 5 houses in a row and put in 7 in their place, presumably mostly smaller gardens.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to put these 7 in where there are
currently five.
We've got plenty of houses already.
Is the size of the houses going to decrease, or is it just the sizes of the plots going to decrease?
I think it's probably primarily the size of the plots, because I think in the original, in the existing plan here, this is pretty much one plot in that corner. And I think they've packed them in closer together.
Close along there.
Yeah. They are very, very close, but attached houses, there's not a lot of space in between them.
I think that's sort of contrary to what we would want to see. If it was going to be reduced into more social housing, that would make sense. Mm-hmm. So actually just having the same size houses with smaller plots, that's just a group.
Yeah. So it's certainly what it seems like, isn't it? This is the one I wanted. This is the planning statement that they've come out with. So they've said the redesign's on the southern side. The site has been under construction since early 2015, and a slowdown in the housing market and wider economic uncertainty have generated a need to revisit the initial scheme and revise the housing mix. So perhaps it's just that the houses aren't selling for as much as they initially thought, and then they're having to try and sell some more to make their profit. Well, presumably that's.
But if there's no decrease in the site size, if there's no decrease in the size of the house, but you're reducing the plot size,
this proposal introduces some smaller houses to better reflect the requirements of prospective purchasers. Now, further down, there's a list here, and it suggests that the extra houses is going to be a 3-bedroom house and a 4+ bedroom house with no
change to
going from, going going from 2 3-bed houses to 3 3-beds, and from 3 4-plus to 4 4-plus. So they're not reducing the number of bedrooms in any of the existing houses by plot. So unless the smaller plots, I suppose, will attract a lower overall asking price.
That will do, but if the size of the house is the same factor, isn't it?
Indeed.
If you look at the houses from sort of 25 to 30 that are on the application, I think they're roughly the similar sort of size. I think we've just shoehorned it in quite cleverly, yes. And it just looks exactly. I can't see any real difference.
Yes, at present we've got this very large one here, which I suspect is 5 bedrooms, and that's probably becoming a 4 or 3 or something. So,
which means it's unlikely to sell at the moment because. Yeah. The market has slowed down. A 5-bedroom house on the price that he's charging is probably not.
Yes.
The existing houses are already quite close to each other, so I don't think they're getting much closer together. It's just it's primarily at the end, these plots, sort of changing the end plot, and also this other large one over here, I think, is an outstanding, isn't it?
Weirdly, they actually look like they've got more room. If you look at the sort of 18s, 17, 18s, 16s, 14s, 15s, they all look quite dinky.
Hmm.
In comparison, 27, 26, they're really quite suburban. I'm surprised they didn't do that for all of them in the first place.
I think my argument would be that regardless of what their reasons are, we've already got 64 houses that we didn't necessarily want. We've got 199 going on across the road. The village doesn't need another 2 houses.
There's no increase to the ratio with sort of social housing that's made available.
That'd be a good comparison.
Yeah. I think he's just shoehorning extra properties into the same size footprint, just making all the plots slightly smaller. He's not. He's not producing any social housing at all.
So all he'll do is probably reduce the price of these by a small percentage to hopefully encourage more buyers, but he'll make his money back up by building 2 other sized houses. So this is not being done for social benefit, so social housing benefit. So this is done for the contractor's own bottom line. And I think that could be a rejection.
Okay. I'd second that.
I think we have conclusion, consensus, that we object on the grounds that there's no increase to social housing. The percentage of social housing, if this went ahead, would reduce below the 40% required by SCDC.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just trying to squeeze more into the same space, same size houses that he says he can't sell because they're too big, and he's making more of them.
Mm. Well, that's a commercial decision.
And reducing the size of the plots. So
yeah, we object on the grounds, percentage of social housing, and he's decreasing the plot size.
Mm-hmm.
For commercial gain.
For commercial gain, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's not
a material plan.
But it's interesting, isn't it, if they're not selling and we're going to have 199 across the road as well.
Putting more in seems rather counterproductive.
These prices are
going to be slightly... Do you want me to read that one I've got written down?
Yes, please.
So you are objecting to the application, citing non-compliance with the affordable housing policy and an unwelcome decrease in the overall plot size.
Yes. Much better than I could.
We are claiming prematurity as well, in that he hasn't sold all of his houses yet. There's 199 being built across the road. It seems rather early to be building more houses.
Mm-hmm. You can add it as a supporting comment, but yeah. Again, it wouldn't be a material planning thing. What do you
use? It's worth putting in, I think it's an additional comment.
We'll put a comment in, yeah. Proposed by Councillor Clark, second Councillor Wilson. All those in favour? Unanimous. Which brings us on to PL 8218, which is a new category for us, enforcement updates.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, so just to explain to the committee, this has come about because we are tracking a particular enforcement update in the Melbourne at the moment to do with the removal of a hedge that where suggestions have been made. Perhaps it should shouldn't have been removed. It occurred to me it may be useful for committee to have enforcement updates as a standing agenda item. Mm-hmm. So I have done a deal with District Councillor Hales, who gets sent them automatically, but he will send them to me. So if there are any enforcement matters in that one, you now have a vehicle to keep on top of them.
Excellent. Good.
But the report tonight is that there are no enforcement
matters. Thank you. No, unfortunately, the hedge at the moment is no action by districts. Is that correct? Okay, so final item 8318 is to note the date of the next meeting, which will be the 13th of May. And with that, close the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.